Prologue. From the Book of Fairy Tales. You may think you know Gaston's story. You may even remember the intrepid, self-proclaimed hero blustering his way through the Beast's saga, flexing his muscles and jutting out his cleft chin as he sang his own praises like he was the king of Butchinland. But sometimes, there is more than one villain in a fairy tale. And make no mistake about it, both Gaston and the Beast were the villains of this story, even if the Beast eventually redeemed himself. Some even say we are the true villains lurking in these pages, pulling the strings of fate and weaving these tales to fit our own design. The meddling, scheming, fiendish witches of all these tales, the Odd Sisters. And they may be right. Being the authors of the Book of Fairy Tales, we can say with magical authority, this is a book like no other. It's fluid and as ever-changing as the fates of those whose stories we've chronicled have shifted. And though the events that shaped Gaston's life and his eventual demise happened long ago, our narrative reflects everything that happened before his time and what's happened since. You may wonder how that is possible. It's simple. We see things much more clearly from our new home in the underworld with Hades. We see everything, past, present, and future. If you've read the Beast's legend in the Book of Fairy Tales, you know why we helped to curse him. He was a selfish, vain, and cruel man who broke our daughter Circe's heart. We say daughter because that is what she is. But long ago, at the time of these events, we lied to our daughter and told her she was our sister, our little sister who we would do anything to protect, including befriending Gaston so we might get our revenge on the Beast Prince. And though you may think you know the part Gaston played in these events, there is always more than one version of a story. This is Gaston's. Whether this is a story of redemption or not is up to you. It is the tale of two young boys who loved each other like brothers and who would forever change each other's lives. Chapter 1. Blood Brothers. Gaston grew up in a picturesque kingdom, its castle perched atop a towering rocky island that was connected to its lands by a long stone bridge. It was a beautiful and architecturally unique castle composed of many levels, each level with its own landing and garden. The castle's spires, and there were many, resembled pointed witches' caps that pierced the sky majestically. Gaston had the run of this castle and the grounds surrounding it, and together with the prince of this kingdom, he spent his days exploring every inch of the castle and the kingdom's vast forests. Gaston and the prince had been the best of friends since they were first old enough to explore. Their mothers were very close and fancied the idea of their sons growing up together, and so they did. They were wild, adventurous, rough-and-tumble young boys, constantly seeking excitement, and they never had to look too hard to find it. The pair always found a way to create their own fun. They made games of finding the oldest trees and the most overgrown paths. They found abandoned outbuildings that were in disrepair and hollowed out oaks that led to underground tunnels. And they discovered an ancient and crumbling graveyard that seemed to have been there long before the prince's family ruled in this land. Some days, they would spend hours riding their horses, jumping creeks and fences, daring each other to ride out as far as they could away from the prince's kingdom so they could explore strange lands they had only learned about through stories in books they found in the castle library. And some days, they would stay close to home, poring over those stories and dreaming of what their lives would be like when they were old enough to do whatever they liked. One of their favorite bits of mischief when in the castle was sneaking into the library.